I just wanted to go back because you've given me a very good broad idea of what happened to you. Now I just want to pick it apart a bit and ask you a few particular questions, if that's okay. So starting with when, talked a little bit about the Spanish Civil War. So when the war was coming, the Second World War was coming, did you, what was it like in Gibraltar? What was the atmosphere like? Did people know that there was going to be a war? Was it just
Yes, the people did not want, and the people didn't want to leave Gibraltar. The people were more or less forced, you know, were more or less forced to leave to leave Gibraltar, because they didn't know where they were going at the end. Especially that you used to read in the press that in England, the government in England at the time, they were sending their women and children, they were sending them to Australia, away from there. And we were thinking, I said, how come that they're sending the women and children to Australia and they're going to send us to London, where all the bombs are going to be? And
Absolutely.
the people were thinking, they were thinking in that way, you know.
And what was it, it was your father came with you. Who, tell me who went from your family?
My father, my mother, and my brother, and my two brothers. I have my brother Manuel and my brother George.
So your father wasn't made to stay, because quite a lot of
No,
men were.
my father wasn't made to stay because my father was, he was feeling very nervous. He was a type of person, he was very nervous for anything. So they decided to send him with us, you know, to be together with us, because he wasn't going to be suitable here for anything, like, for example, the Gibraltar Defence Force or the Fire Brigades or anything like that. More or less, he was going to be useless to stay in here. So people who were not feeling very well, they used to send them with the family themselves.
Can you remember what your father felt about that? Was he, would he have preferred to stay? I'm sure he wanted to come with you, but do you think it was
No,
a...
my father always preferred to be with the family together, right? In a way, he was glad that he came with us. And he got a job in England as a gardener as well.
Where did he work?
11 years in Putney.
Ah, that was good. So tell me a little bit about the. You said that the troops, you know, they were often troop ships that took the evacuees to England. Can you remember what the ship was like and where you all slept and
No, no.
everything?
In the ship that we were sent to England, it was a merchant ship. It wasn't a cruise liner. It was a merchant ship. Right? We were in a convoy, and in the convoy, it was composed of about 20, 22 ships. Right? And it took us, like I said, 15 days from here to
And where
Mayflower.
did you sleep and things? Did you sleep?
We used to sleep in the galley. No, just imagine if I presume you know. The accommodation in a merchant ship is only for maybe two or three, or maybe half a dozen for the sailors. But the rest of the people, we just sleep in a blanket, right? In the same way as when we went to England during the war, we used to go to the underground and used to sleep in the underground after 12 o'clock at night. At 12 o'clock, they used to stop the train, and we used to go with a blanket and sleep in the underground with a blanket and a pillow, and then in the morning we used to get up and go back home. That's what we used to do.
It's amazing. And what about the food? Did you have any? What was the food like on the ship?
Like the food it was so terrible. And after maybe 4 or 5 days, they ran out of bread. So we used to eat biscuits all the time there, the food, yeah.
Do you remember feeling hungry? You were
No,
growing
no.
up.
No,
No?
we never felt hungry, never. In all the way during the war, we never felt hungry. You know, people used to look after us, especially when we got to England. You know, people like the women voluntary service, they used to help us, you know, in all possible way and all that. And we never ran out of food, never, never. We used to have the ration book as well. They used to give us a ration book. You have to use the ration book to buy chocolates and buy some clothing and shoes and all that. And not many people in England know that at that time we used to use Russian books during the war.
That's right. And so you went to Kensington High Street. That was the first place you went to. Did you say Kensington? Sorry. What was the first place you went to after when you arrived in London?
when we arrived in London, the first time, in the first place we went to Marlborough Court. Marlborough Court, which is in Kensington High Street.
Yes,
oh,
right.
A beautiful place. Fantastic.
And was it a... So Marlborough Court was like a blocks of flats?
Oh, no, it's like a hotel. It's a big hotel.
It was a hotel?
Yeah, it's like a hotel, a big hotel.
Can you describe it at all? Can you remember
and
what it was looked
completely,
like?
Completely empty. Completely empty. There was nobody in there. So they put us in there.
Was it very grand?
Oh, yes, it was.
Marble and brass and...
No, not really... Very posh, not a very posh place, you know, but it was really nice, very nice and all that. Yeah.
And where did you all stay? Did you have one room or did you have a few rooms?
How no, we had two rooms, we had a bathroom, kitchen, everything, yeah. You could go out in the street, in the shops and buy some, whatever you want in the shop, and you could eat it, you know, you had the facility in the flats itself to do some cooking and all that, yeah.
And obviously, you know, for you it was very exciting because you were young, etc. But what about for your parents? I mean, do you think they were frightened and bewildered by it?
The people had so much will, you know, that they were taking notice when they were telling us, you have to move from here to another place. You know, they said, well, they believed that what they were doing it for our own good, you know. So the people were never complaining, they were going to different places. And in fact, when they used to remove us from one place to another, the next place we used to go used to be better than the one that we had before. So nobody could complain.
And how was your parents' English? Could they speak English?
My mother used to speak English, and my father, yes. They used to speak English, both.
So at least they could understand what's going on. Because quite a lot of people didn't speak much English.
No.
From who I've interviewed.
The best thing that could happen to the people of Gibraltar, right? The best thing it could ever happen to the people of Gibraltar was to send us during the war to England.
Because it was so exciting.
It's not only exciting. We learn a lot of things in life. You know, it was completely different. You know, we were in those days more. Our lives were more like the Spaniards. That they said of the British, you get it? So when we went to England, it was the biggest thing, the best thing they could ever have done in there. We learned in, we went to different schools, our children went to different schools. The people were, you know, at the beginning it was a bit difficult. You used to get in the bus and the people had the habit of speaking in Spanish and you used to get to one of them said, you bloody foreigners, you know, things like that at that time. But then after getting along, we used to get along with them perfectly along there, yeah.
And what about the bombs? Did you see a lot of bombing?
Oh, well, when I was living in Marlborough Court, they gave me a bucket with sand and a long shovel. And I was only 11 years old, eh? I used to run in the street of Kensington, all around Kensington, putting incendiary bombs out. With a shovel, I used to put the sand on top of the incendiary bombs and then pick it up and put it in the bucket. And I used to take it to the shelter where all the people were, you know, I used to show them to me. And they used to say that I was a little bit touchy, you know, it's mad. Yeah. At that time, the Queen used to be around Piccadilly Circus and all that with the ambulance. She was serving in the Royal...
That's right, yes.
Royal Military Corps, she was serving.
Some people have told me that they were also asked to do fire watching, stand on the roof. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah?
They used to give us the helmet. They give us the helmet, and we used to do fire watching. We used to go on top of the, right on top of the roof of the, to do the fire watching. Yeah. You could even apply after the war, and they used to give you a medal for doing the fire watching. I did fire watching as well. Yeah.
Were you frightened?
No, I know. I was never frightened. I was a type of person that I was never frightened of anything. I tackled anything, you know. I used to go around the street, putting the incendiary. The more I used to put off, the better I thought I was doing, you know.
Yeah.
One of these things, you know. When you are young, you know, and you don't think about the things. You don't think about the danger that is happening.